Hello, welcome back to Rock Talk Podcast. This is a very special episode. We are joined by Mayan. He's going to be playing the Empire Alt Fest coming up this August at Cruiser's Bar and Grill in Idaho. Mayan, how you doing today, brother?
Doing fantastic, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Now, to my understanding, because I booked you, you are a hip-hop / R&B artist.
That's true.
It's very awesome. You're the second one that I have on the podcast. So I'd like to ask, when did you start?
Like music in general?
Yes.
Man, I've always been kind of into music. Like since I was like a little kid, I was like messing around with drums and guitars and everything, you know what I mean? But I didn't start writing songs, so to speak, like until I was about 16 in high school. And back then, I just had like an acoustic guitar. I played like blues songs, you know what I mean? But now I've switched it up. I do like hip hop, and I still kind of have my old singing style. But you know, I just fuse it all together. Here I am.
Fuck yeah, dude. I know that you were telling me how you started up your recent endeavor as just Mayan. This year. Or like this past year?
Yeah, just this year, started the year, I started really putting in a lot of work into just like online presence and what I would even be known as and what my style was going to be, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's all been coming together this year.
Fuck yeah, dude. And I was wondering, have you had any hurdles being a brand new musician coming up just now, coming right out of this pandemic?
Honestly, I feel like I've been getting really lucky, like hooking up with you guys and I just had a gig just the other day at like a local clothes selling, kind of like a barter fair type thing. But, you know, I just feel really lucky. And in terms of obstacles, like, I feel like most of the time, the biggest obstacle is just myself. Like, you know, me getting mad at myself because my music's not at the quality I want it to be and stuff like that. But everything else, man, is just like putting in the grind. And like I said, I feel really lucky that stuff's actually starting to happen now. So
cool. Hell yeah, dude. What is the, I like to ask different artists this because it's always different with each genre too. What's the recording process like for your music?
I have a home studio. So right, I'm sitting at it right now. I can't really turn the camera, but I just sit here, man. I got my mic here and yeah, I just make it happen. I use Ableton record and everything. So
nice. And do you produce your beats yourself or you have
most of them. Some of them are like some collaborations with some homies. I think a couple of them I got from like online, like some local YouTube producers and stuff, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I try to make it mostly my own. That's what I'm working towards. But I'm pretty new to the whole like music software thing. Like I said, like started for a long time with just acoustic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So coming up, as I just said in the intro, is the Empire Alt Fest.
That's right.
Like, do you have anything you want to say to your fans about what's coming up? What you have in store? For it,
I have some good shit coming in store. About that, I've been putting in a lot of work. There's a lot of unreleased stuff that like nobody's really heard, and I think when it's time to play it there, everybody's gonna love it. So,
fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, everyone has a good time. You know, I just want seeing people move in, seeing people enjoy themselves. That's all I want, really.
Yeah. A new question I've been thinking about starting, and we'll see how it goes with you and if you'll stick around.
Right. Yeah, hopefully.
How are you now that the pandemic's like finally, now we're coming out of it? It's like, I know there's so many things that are going to be changed about so many people's lives now coming out of this pandemic. So yeah. How has it changed you?
It's changed me quite a bit, like psychologically, I'd say. I mean, I was pretty lucky just financially and like having a place to stay and whatnot. Like I have good family. So, you know, I did, when the pandemic first started, I was kind of dealing with a lot. I lost like some work and had to move back into my parents' house, you know what I mean? But so I've been lucky in that sense, but you know, mostly just like psychological, just, you know, isolation when it first started. I think that was a big thing for me. Just not really, you know, kind of like being scared almost to see people because I didn't want to get people I knew getting the virus or whatever. And, you know, but like I said, I've been relatively lucky compared to a lot of people, I think, you know?
Yeah. We've lost a lot to this pandemic, and the good thing is everything's starting to recorrect. Everyone's doing their part, getting vaccinated.
Yeah,
it's good to finally see that everything's getting back to normal. Yeah, after this whirlwind.
Seeing that, yeah, for sure. It's been a strange ride this last year.
I think, hell yeah, man!
Human ingenuity always pulls through. We always gotta like bounce back, you know?
Yeah, dude. So were you always in, were you always in the hip hop R&B genre, or did you start off like I did in a different genre and then end up somewhere else?
Yeah. So I think like the first song I ever wrote was a rap before I ever like played guitar or anything, but it was kind of just something I did for fun. Like I just enjoyed it and I'd make raps with my friends and stuff. And in high school, I think it was like sophomore year of high school, I watched this documentary on Jimi Hendrix and I was like, oh my God, this guy's like fucking insane. You know what I mean? I was just like, my mind was blown. I was like, I got to learn how to play guitar. So that kind of set me off in like a direction of like, oh, I can like write songs and like people actually listen to it and I enjoy the whole process of it and everything. And I think 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I started being like kind of swaying away from the bluesy guitar folk songs. And I was like, you know what? I love rap. I love singing. I'm like, why don't I just combine it and, you know, just roll with that. So last couple of years, I've just been going hard on that and it's fun. I've been enjoying it.
Fuck yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, I always love hearing that everyone is still enjoying it, because when you hear about musicians that say it's like, oh, I'm just doing it now, and it's just like, why are you doing it then? Only do it if you love it.
Exactly, man. And I mean, there's, you know, with anything, I mean, you know, it's work sometimes, like you're not always gonna just be loving it, you know, but I think like I live by the idea that like, well, you know, if you think about it and you're not doing it and you beat yourself up because you're not doing it, like, you should probably do it. Even if it's not like, you know, an end all thing, you should probably go forward with it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Another question I had is, there's two, so I'll start with this one. I noticed while listening to your music, you are a lyrical rapper. You actually write lyrics. You're not you're also not a mumble rapper to where I can't tell what you're saying. I can actually hear what you're saying. And do you feel like right now I'm gonna give you the soapbox to stand up to talk to any fucking SoundCloud rappers? You're just going blah, 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 into the microphone.
Yeah.
What do you feel actually helps make rap and hip hop and R&B more prominent and more accepted by everyone instead of just the spit on garbage that is coming out these days?
I think, I don't know. I mean, like, art's always going to be subjective. And I think like the hip hop scene has definitely changed a lot with the mumble rap. And I think it's more now about like having, you know, catchy hooks and catchy beats and whatever. And I think it, you know, people like that. I myself, like, I like some of it, but I'm definitely not like a huge fan. I don't take a lot from that. Like, I've always taken inspiration from like Jay Dilla and Mos Def and, you know, all the greats, Tribe Called Quest and stuff. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
I think it's important. Like music in general is like this hypnotizing force, you know? It's like it can make people do shit that they wouldn't normally do without listening to that music. And if all the music is telling people to just be crazy, not give a fuck, do stupid shit, it's like, I don't know, is it really good? Is it good for the world? So I think about that a lot when I make my music and I'm writing, like, all right, well, what am I telling people? You know what I mean? Like, what how are they gonna take that, you know?
Hell yeah. The other question I was gonna ask is, what would you say, who are the biggest influences on you for your music styling?
Man, like, I mean, the three I can think of off the bat, and neither of them are hip hop musicians, but like Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix, and fucking Michael Jackson. That's who I grew up with. You know? But in terms of hip hop, like, I don't know, there's so many. Just any rapper really from the 90s up until like T-Pain era. You know what I mean? I'm vibing with it. So yeah, I listen to a lot of old shit, and that gives me a lot of stuff to like wrap my head around, learn new flows and stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. I wanted to know, do you have any other gigs coming up right now other than the festival?
Nothing set right now, but I've been planning on doing some open mics down in Spokane at this at a Red Room Lounge. So like every Monday they got open mics, so I'm trying to hit that up soon.
Hell yeah. Well, as you just heard, guys, if you're in the Spokane area, fucking go to the Red Room Lounge to fucking check out mine.
Yeah, check it out. Be there.
Be there or be square.
Be there.
Yeah. Insert Huey Lewis in the news here. It's at the B square. Oh, man. In wrapping up, because we're coming up to the end, I don't know if I told you this, but I'm shorter these days.
Yeah.
I like to ask my guests usually what their top five most influential albums just on them. Doesn't have to be towards your music itself, but just right. Like what's helped mold you as a human.
And first one I can think of is like Revolver by the Beatles. It's my favorite Beatles album. I've listened to it probably like over 100 times. But I've also, Bob Marley Exodus is one of them. What's the one? There's a Bob Dylan album. I think it's called Time Out of Mind, and it's one of his newer ones. But that album totally smacks, and that was a huge part of me, like growing up and just you know, fanboying over music when I was getting into that. But man, like two more. That's tricky. There's so many, so much music, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I feel that. I always have difficulties with that too.
I like the, what is it, that Jimmy album with the, when he met up with Band of Gypsies.
Oh.
Might just be called Band of Gypsies.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, whenever we made that transition, that album definitely spoke to me a lot growing up. But
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, other than that, I will open the floor just to you, like, promote whatever you want to promote. This is your time now. Just work. Let the people know what you got going on, bro.
Yeah, well, so right now, obviously I got the Empire Out Fest coming up in August, which is gonna be dope. Be there. But other than that, I've been working on a lot of music. I got an album in the works right now, a few albums actually, but the other ones are kind of like, you know, they're side projects for now, but it's happening kind of slowly. But I've been working on this one album for the last like year, so I can't really give any names out of it, but a lot of the songs that I'm going to be playing at the show, not all of them, but a few of them, they're going to be in the new album, so no one's heard it yet, so... But yeah, other than that, I've just been straight trying to meet up with people, make connections, you know, trying to get deeper into the scene, going on podcasts. I had a other podcast recently, like 2 weeks ago at Speak Spokane. Nice. And I think that'll be out this Wednesday.
Oh, cool. So if you're listening to this, tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, tomorrow. Other than that, I've been really wanting to get into like you know, a little bit of merch. I kind of want to like release an album first and then like let it kind of fluctuate, but I'm all about like logos and whatever. I want to see people rocking clothes and stuff. So, but yeah, yeah,
brother. Awesome. Well, mine, it's been my pleasure to have you on.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's going to be my pleasure to finally meet you in person come August.
Dude, I can't wait.
Until then, everyone, check out Mayan. Check out his shit. Follow him on Facebook. Follow Empire Alt Fest on Facebook. Get your tickets right now. They're pre-sale tickets. They're $10 a pop for the tickets, general admission. So go for it.
That's right.
Other than that, Mayan, you're great. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks,
and
man.
And I hope nothing but the best for you, brother.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man.
Fuck yeah. Take it easy, guys. Fucking peace.